This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. All through this morning, we've heard of the tremendous effects of Hurricane Sandy along the East Coast, tremendous flooding, especially in New York City and along the coastline of New Jersey, but not those states alone. Now let's talk about some of the effects inland. NPR's John Hamilton has been monitoring the storm with us. And John, this is a storm with its center in Pennsylvania, but what is that storm doing as it continues to spin around?
Well, now post-tropical cyclone Sandy is it's moving northwest, and it will eventually move north and then east. But even as it's doing that, its center is, you know, around it is this huge rotating mass, which continues to carry very cold air from up around Canada, way down south. And so as a result, you have snow in places like Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia.
So it's like the hand, there's a scoop of a hand at the top of this, grabbing that cold air up north and spinning it around to the south.
Bringing it right down south, exactly.
Well, let's go where that air is going. One of those places, anyway, is West Virginia. NPR's Dan Charles is in Beckley, West Virginia. And Dan, what do you see if you look around from where you are?
Well, I see a lot of snow, Steve. I'm in Beckley. It's in the southern part of the state. It's coal mining country. It's a significant city. Right now, the wind is blowing a little bit. There's about a foot of snow on the ground. There's a big pile of snow on top of every car I see. But there is traffic on the roads. They've been plowing. Some people stayed in businesses overnight, so there were some restaurants open with people, you know, who just stayed there through the night. But, you know, it's a serious winter storm, but it does not seem like a disaster down here, I'd say.
Okay, we've heard of as much as 2 feet of snow, but apparently that's in some of the higher altitudes, so it sounds like in valleys like the valley where you are, lots of snow, but not a total catastrophe, at least not yet.
And it's still coming down. They're expecting another 6, and in some areas another 12 inches. So this is going to continue through the day. Tens of thousands of people are out of power. I mean, it's a heavy, wet snow, so that breaks off branches off trees, and there have been gusts of wind up to 40, 50 miles an hour. So, you know, it's over 100,000 people in the state of West Virginia that are out of power right now. Shelters are open, but at least in this county, Raleigh County, not many people are in the shelters.
You know, when you talk about restaurants being open all night, which I believe you said, this is probably an area where normally the restaurants would close. I wonder if people have actually extended their hours because of the weather.
Well, I mean, the ones we stopped in at were near major roads.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, those I think were, you know, typically open. There's a lot of things closed, too. Government offices are closed. Schools are closed. And the advice is basically don't go out if you don't absolutely have to.
So is this, I mean, this is a mountainous area. It does snow there. But is this beyond what people would expect or beyond what people would expect in October?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people are used to big snows down here, but not in October. That's the really freaky thing, and that's what had disaster response officials a little concerned in the days leading up to this, because it was the combination of the big snow with the strong winds, with the, you know, the warm temperatures, actually, which made the snow heavier, and there were still leaves on a lot of trees. So they were worried about, you know, what this particular combination of, you know, sort of, you know, natural circumstances would do. But right now it seems like they're coping.
How cold is it?
About freezing. So it's actually a little slushy. And I think the speculation is, you know, when this ends and temperatures go back up a little bit, you know, things will melt pretty quickly.
Okay. Dan, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Dan Charles in Beckley, West Virginia. We've also been hearing from NPR's John Hamilton about some of the effects of the storm as it moves inland.